This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well funded, so organized?
Islamic gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of the International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and involving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Talk to him? Will anybody here talk to us? Or do you want to rig this? Why are you cutting off all these audit trails? Why are you cutting down the paper audit trails? Well, there you go. That should tell you something. People concerned about elections being rigged. You got the director of elections here, the Secretary of State office, that won't talk to us. Takes one look at the press and turns around and walks off. David Knight for InfoWars.com. We're here in Austin, Texas, at the Capitol, at the Secretary of State office. We want to ask the Director of Elections why there have been so many orders to countervene the law that would give us an audit trail for electronic voting machines. And we all are concerned about knowing whether or not we're going to have honest elections, the integrity of the elections. And yet we've seen time and time again that the Director here of Elections has judged in favor of the vendors rather than in favor of integrity. If the vendor's machines that he wants to buy don't conform to the election law, they change the election law. So we want to ask him why he's shutting down paper trails at the different precincts, why they are turning away monitors at the elections, and other issues about electronic voting that many people are concerned about. It is a nationwide concern, and we're going to ask him what he can tell us to reassure voters that these elections are not rigged. Will anybody here talk to us? Or do you want to rig this? Why are you cutting off all these audit trails? Why are you cutting down the paper audit trails? Well, there you go. That should tell you something. People concerned about elections being rigged. You got the director of elections here at the Secretary of State office that won't talk to us. Takes one look at the press and turns around and walks off. That should tell you a great deal. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Oh my gosh, it's big breaking national news. The New York Times might get a Pulitzer Prize. AT&T is paid by the NSA to spy on you. Of course, we broke that in 1996. Like I said, we broke it. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that they would spend up to $5 billion a year paying the telecoms to set up the spy hubs for the NSA and pass all your data through it. Now, it ended up being closer to $10 billion a year by the time that the act was fully implemented under law October 1st, 2001, statutorily, 1 month after 9/11. They had it scripted 5 years before to have it statutorily be in place, the entire grid, 1 month after 9/11, right when they magically passed all the accompanying legislation to make it legal. You know what that is? It's called continuity of agenda, continuity of purpose. It's how the big telecoms can communicate with each other all around the world. When you read the big white papers, you learn that they are building a planet that will not need people. Why the future doesn't need us is the term they most often use. Where humans are obsolete, obsolescent.
the final technocrat dream. And so I've got big stacks of news here in front of me where men, no matter what color you are at record numbers out of the workforce at a level higher than the Great Depression. And that ties into Anheuser-Busch has had the first autonomous 18-wheeler delivery of cold beer in Colorado. And it's being hailed as the greatest thing ever. Self-driving truck's first mission, a beer run. Isn't that just special? And that ties in to the fact that this isn't innovation. An economy is being built worldwide that ends the human species as we know it, and that is the officialdom plan. But it doesn't matter to pseudo-intellectuals like John Ronson, the journalist, who talks about how I am the, what's the quote? I am the most, because I was just reading this last night, the most reckless person in the world. The most out of control. And I just sit back and I'm out of control because I talked to NSA whistleblowers in 1996 and they pointed out how the whole system worked. And we've been proven right, and so I'm bad again because it's scary to people that have bet on the system and who believe that the establishment's on their side because I'm exposing to them that it's all a fantasy land. Obamacare. We're now learning, according to Obama, he told us, so you can bet it's going to be a lot higher, is going to boost the average premium, including that of poor people, 25%. And, of course, we've already seen massive premium increases. And then, of course, we have the Hillary Rodham Clinton emails where she says, I want it to go bankrupt, then we'll have a single payer. Well, we always told you that was the plan. In fact, they were so arrogant, they would simultaneously say we were conspiracy theorists or racist or a combination of both. But then Ezekiel Emanuel would go on television, on Fox, I've played it in other channels, and say, of course we're trying to bankrupt healthcare and bring in a single payer. But it isn't some utopian communist single payer. It's big mega corporations that will basically make you go to them and work through their system at prices even higher than what you're seeing now. It is a looting. But because Obama goes on the entertainment shows and acts like he's your little buddy, a lot of these people like have childlike minds and they really believe that Obama is their friend and out to help them. Despite the fact that it's in all of the emails that they are deceiving us, just like it was in data dump 16 on Podesta's emails, that we're going to work with the entire press and the entire polling industry to oversample for Hillary. We want to get ahead of this early and have her dominate right through the election. Now, we don't need the Podesta email to see unparalleled fraud by the polling industry as a whole. And the way the polling industry works, if they don't like you, they won't even conduct a poll the way you want it, or they won't even do it fairly. 10 years ago, I did quite a bit of polling because it became a way to make points in the news. And I would call up Reuters and Gallup and others, and I would talk to them, and then they would come back about a day later with the pollster or a manager and say, you're a conspiracy theorist. We will not give you our services. And I said, well, you're not a conspiracy theorist. I understand you control reality. You decide, you know, what's real and what isn't. So how about you even set the poll for me? I'm sure you'll do it fair. Show me the methodology. And they're like, no. In fact, I don't remember the actual numbers, but I want to say that I would go through maybe 10 polling companies before I'd find one that would even do our poll. Now you think about that. And I was ready to spend $10,000, $15,000, you name it, on a real poll sampling thousands of people. Wouldn't do it. So, look, if Donald Trump was really behind, I'd tell you that. He's not. Donald Trump, depending on which battleground state you're in, those are the ones that matter, are 5, 10, 15 points ahead. And that's why you've got Washington Post polls that show Hillary 12 points ahead of him, and you've got CNN polls that show her 25 points ahead. It's because they're not sampling as many Republicans as they do Democrats. It's that simple. A lot of times they'll have Hillary Clinton in an ABC News poll come Thursday, 12 points ahead in Florida. Do you know how much they oversampled Democrats in the poll? 12%. Now, that would have them in a dead heat in Florida until you look at all the independent, and that's where they really hide the fraud. Because you don't know who they're really polling there, but that's where they, in the past, have been caught engaging in the fraud. But they'll argue, hey, you sign a contract with us, we're a polling company. We conduct it the way we want with our science and our methodology, and then you just accept it. Kind of like you get a Dallas Cowboys ticket sent, you know, right on the 50-yard line, and it says on the back of the ticket, this is for entertainment purposes, this game isn't even real. And you're not even guaranteed that there'll even be a game. You waive all your rights. And that's the thing about vaccines or NFL tickets or any of it. They don't want you to read the fine print. Well, guess what? InfoWars read the fine print. And we have a very corrupt elite in this country that back dictators all over the world. Now, why is that important? They'll back a dictator, communist, socialist, fascist, they don't care, over an elected government that's even pro-America because they don't want people to be self-determined. And the very same elites that don't want other countries to be free, they don't want us to be free. So you can bet whatever they're promoting, whatever they're pushing is about globalism. I have a stack of articles and videos today of illegals recruited by the Democratic Party openly to knock on doors and to basically tell immigrant groups how to go vote. Now, can you imagine if in China, where they don't even have voting, or Mexico, if there were people going around beating on doors who weren't citizens, saying this is how you should vote, the Mexicans would kill you. Because that's just normal nationalism. Despite all their problems, they would attack you. Only in America do we have stuff like this rubbed in. But then it gets more fun. It's now back in the news that the security force of the private corporation that founded modern Europe under the Marshall Plan, the OECD, that is the root of the world government. That's it. The robber barons in 1945 set up the OECD and did the reconstruction of Europe. Europe's never gotten out from under its control. That's why the EU was put in place without voting. It's a dictatorship. They have voting, but the ministers aren't in control. That's why they've had 4 Goldman Sachs presidents appointed as presidents and prime ministers in Europe in places like Greece and Italy just in the last few years. I mean, and then they're in the news saying, it's a new form of government, technocracy, where you don't elect your leaders. They say it openly. And I'll sit there with some journalist who begs for an interview and promises and swears it's not a hit piece. And then I'll tell them this stuff and show them quotes and their eyes glaze over. And so that's back in the news today that we have all these foreign observers here with the feds making sure Trump and the Russians don't steal it. But then again, we live in la-la land. There's no such thing as fraud. It's insane. Doesn't exist. But Russian takeover of the election is imminent. Oh, my God. Thank goodness. The security force of the OECD. That's like the Pinkerton Railroad men, you know, of Europe. They're here to run our election. And Homeland Security is federalizing it. It's a setup. U.S. officials warn that Russians will undermine elections with fake documents showing voter fraud. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There's no voter fraud, even though it's on local radio and WOAI that the machines are all turning off and votes are flipping and we have all these witnesses and our story's on Drudge. None of that's happening. There's never a problem. Hell, they might even take Texas and just give it to Hillary. They might give her all 50 states. Why not give her 100% of the vote? Hell, 200%. I mean, we've already got the emails where they admit they're stealing the election. They just hope the public doesn't see that.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
November 8th is another day, so I mean, I guess in a way they're right. It's like 14 days. It'll be 14 days until we're really knowing how the voting's going. They tried to put out this big hoax in every major publication out there in the last month that, well, when early voting comes in, it's going to show Hillary clearly dominating. And that hasn't happened yet, despite all their ballot stuffing and bussing people around to vote over and over again that's on record. We have it from the top election officials, the head of the New York elections. We have it from the people actually stealing the election. Then we have the emails about stealing the election. And then we have the emails about faking the polls. And we have the emails about keeping the public dumb and making us poor and bankrupting the healthcare system to screw us even more. See, that's the thing. It's always get you in a worse position than preside over the crisis and get more power. That's what's so frustrating. And they have all these pseudo-intellectuals and followers and cowards that sit there and preside over the destruction of this nation. And they all just go along with it because they're not innovative. They can't build their own system. All they know how to do is say yes, 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 yes. And all our corrupt leaders can do is say yes, 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 yes to the communist Chinese and every other evil organization until there is no bottom to how far we could fall. But I know, starting 3 years ago, my parents got kicked off their insurance they'd had for 30 years that they never even used, and it doubled in prices, and then it tripled. And then everybody else right down the line, including people that are right above the poverty line, are getting the fines up to $5,000 a year for not having it. And the employers are getting it. And you go in to try to get the insurance. Because thanks to Obamacare, GCN had insurance for some people. I had it there for like 18 years. Got rid of it. So I went out and got my own insurance, and it was way higher. And now they're telling me in letters it's going to go up more. And so I've gone out and shopped around. And no matter what I do, I'm going to pay a lot more. It's the gullibility of the Democrat voter. Lord knows the Republicans are gullible as well, but the Democrats are a whole other animal. I've told the story many times, but used to I would go swim almost every day when it was warm enough at one of the biggest freshwater pools in the country called Martin Springs in downtown Austin. Everybody knew who I was out there, and they have a lot of lifeguards, sometimes as many as 20 on duty. And right before Obamacare was being rammed through, I was in the paper and stuff fighting it, and it was how I was so racist and evil because this was a black man and I didn't want him to succeed. I mean, this is just crazy talk. And I remember the people that worked there started getting, you know, grumpy towards me, not talking to me, which was fine. And then as soon as Obamacare went through and they all got cut to part-time and they didn't get the free health care they'd been promised, I mean dozens of people came over and apologized to me. And including city workers that would go there and swim because it's like the government hangout and go, my God, I'm being cut. I'm you know, my prices are going up. And then I don't really go to the hospital, but if I get an infection or, you know, or I think I pull a muscle, I go to one of these, you know, clinics. I've been going to the same one for 20 years because I know the doctors, people that work there, and their listeners. And I'll sit there in the waiting room for like an hour, like you do sometimes you go to a clinic. And I watch all these old women go up the counter. But for some reason, the first time I went in, right after Obamacare went in, it was mainly old black women. For whatever reason, we're in this clinic I was going to. They'd walk over and they'd be getting their checkup or getting their medicine. They'd be like, but that's not right. It used to be $40. It's $180. And they'd be whispering to me, why? And I'd be turning the TV down so I could listen. And they'd go, "Ah," oh. And they'd say, "We're sorry, ma'am. It's the Affordable Care Act. It's not us. It's just what it is now. That's going to hurt me." And who was really hurting was me. See, I care. I don't want to screw over some old lady. But let me tell you something. You read these WikiLeaks, what Hillary thinks about you, you basement-dwelling baristas, you underemployed dumbass scum, she's going to rule you and suck what you got right out. This is a woman that steals everything everywhere she goes, a kleptocrat. She's a kleptomaniac. I mean, I harp on that because that's confirmed and admitted. She wants to hurt you. And she's going to hurt you bad. You think you've been hurt so far? The breaking of this country has just begun. They want to make you a permanent, dumbed-down, poor people to control. They want permanent peons, serfs on the land.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time I've got stacks of news about health departments failing because of all the new diseases, the flesh-eating bacteria, the TB, the STDs, even the leprosy. The country has been deactivated. The switches of our life support are being flipped off. The deindustrialization, the only way to bring down the United States, is now being implemented. And it's being done by people who we have in triplicate via WikiLeaks and other sources. It's being done by people that are engaged in this activity consciously. Now, I want to go over Obamacare and the latest developments with that, but I want to explain to everybody. We have the WikiLeaks. We have Ezekiel Emanuel. We have the congressional testimony. They always wanted to throw out the old crop of doctors that made the United States have the best health care system in the world. So that you would adopt the socialist model where there's a doctor on every corner, but there's no MRI machines, there's no drugs, there's no treatment. You hurt your knee, you know, here's a cane. Going blind, here's a cane. Got the flu, go home and die. And this is what Big Pharma wants that runs healthcare. So this is their plan. This is their modus operandi. And understand something. That's not our opinion. I'm going to show you the WikiLeaks. You can Google it for yourself. WikiLeaks, Hillary wanted Obamacare to fail. But what's frustrating is when I'm listening to local news, I don't even hear conservative talk show hosts point out that it was supposed to be free for most people and be the cost of a phone bill for others and was going to massively reduce prices and give us all these wonderful choices, when they knew the entire time that that's not what it was. Okay? So I'm going to get to all that in a presentation, and then you're welcome once we put it out on the podcast or put it on YouTube or Facebook, you know, tonight to take the clip that we're about to break down and send it to friends and family and just say, listen, do you want to be con the rest of your life? Because here's the deal. Hillary gets in, she's going to complete her program. And that's in the emails. Now, we told you this back at the time because we understand their blueprint. But now it's confirmed, and I got to be honest with you. It's hard to believe they're this diabolical. I mean, even for me. And I understand this is scary stuff to talk about, but it's what's happening. They know Obamacare will bankrupt the economy. They know it'll shut down small businesses and medium sized. They know that's their admitted program. I keep trying to explain this, people. They want you broke. They want you destitute. They do not want you to be successful. They want total class warfare. Now, before I go any further, we're running a special that's going to end, I think, Friday, because we're about to sell out of it. But luckily, more's coming in a few weeks. We have a mega special ending soon. Get Brain Force, our amazing nootropic, at InfoWarsLife.com for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Our Brain Force 25% off mega special is ending soon at InfoWarsLife.com. Just some of the key ingredients found in Brain Force include Alpha GPC, an important natural brain compound that is a prescription drug in Europe. L-theanine, an amino acid associated with tranquility that helps transmit nerve impulses to the brain. Yerba mate leaf powder, a natural energizer. And boy, is it. Vitamin B12 promotes energy production and supports the adrenal glands. There's a bunch of other stuff in it as well. The mega specials help fund the operation in the fight against the globalists, and you get the best high-quality products out there for the lowest prices. BrainForce already has hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com, along with all of the research and other information. Secure your BrainForce 25% off while supplies last. InfoWarsLife.com and support the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. And your funding is absolutely essential. Also, we have the final run of Hillary for Prison shirts at cost, $9.95. That includes shipping. Own the historical shirt. Get the word out. We also have a new shirt that's very, very popular. That's just a red shirt, and it says, Trump is my president. And that's to wear out in public as a movement, whether they steal it or whether he wins, just to show the solidarity and show the real numbers. Just wear red when you vote. That's the most important thing. And I'm told at polling places across the country, there's a lot of red being worn when you get out and get some video of that. But fight rigged elections, make your voice heard. The Trump is my president shirt. We have the Bill Clinton rape shirt as well. We have a limited edition that's about to sell out. Don't tread on me, lock her up shirt. With the Gadsden flag. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, again, is the nutraceutical supplement area. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. When you sign up for auto ship, you get additional 10% off. Shipping is free on orders $50 or more. And I cannot stress to you enough how important it is, obviously, to fund this operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. But even if you can't, and don't want to have these amazing supplements, which everybody really should have. If you just try them, you'll get hooked like everybody else does, like I've been. Go get the free app, InfoWars.com/app for Droid and iPhone. Send it out to everybody you know and say, hey, this is true, you know, behind-the-scenes reportage and cutting-edge analysis. This is the guy they're demonizing. This is the organization that Hillary and everybody's attacking. Don't believe the mainstream media. Find out for yourself what we're really covering. Because you'll find the reason they're so scared of us is we just have a memory. And all we're doing is pointing out what they said they were going to do versus what they've done. And some people say, oh, they're always corrupt. That, you know, you can't change that. No, things have gotten more corrupt. They're coming to a head. We're on the verge of a financial blow up. There's all these wars starting. All major analysts agree with me on that. It's incontrovertible. We need to have an awakening about this so we don't go over the edge of the abyss. Another mainstream refrain they put out is Alex Jones is always saying the world's about to end. No, I'm saying don't listen to the big mainline churches saying it's about to end. We can fix it with God's help. I'm saying we can stop major world war. We don't have to fund jihadis. We don't have to open our borders. We don't have to deindustrialize. We don't have to attack the family. So again, they misrepresent what we say because they're liars. And they sit up there securely thinking because they're part of the establishment or wannabes that it's okay to lie. But they're speaking to a smaller and smaller crowd. We're speaking to a larger and larger crowd. So it's coming to a head. Gerald Celente is coming up today. He hasn't been on in months. I'm told he's wound up. He has a big presentation he wants to put on showing Michelle Obama and her lauded speech against Trump for an edited 11-year-old tape, which the Bush nephew admitted he goaded him into over an hour conversation. They had to stick together into 3 minutes, goading him and telling me sex stories, It was all set up, folks. You know, him losing his job and all that's just a foil to divert by that guy's CIA, just like the sun came up this morning. And Gerald wants to show these rappers and play some clips of them. It's very vulgar, but it's been a presidential race issue. These folks meet at the White House with Michelle and Obama. They go to parties together. They hang out. Word is they use drugs. That's going on big time. And the thing is, they're hypocrites. I mean, you got these rappers talking about, I'm on the yacht with the champagne, give her a Molly, knock her out. She didn't know what hit her. You know, talking about raping women. And it's one thing. I mean, imagine if Trump had songs about slipping, you know, women pills with their champagne so they pass out so you can date rape them. Imagine if Trump was hanging out with folks like that. And my thing is, we never even raised this about Obama. But they want to sit there and raise it about Trump. Let's get that straight. Because every time they put out some twisted BS and we respond, they go, oh, don't attack Obama for this. Well, you're the ones bringing it up. And then Mark Morano's coming on with huge climate tax, global government info. Paul Watson, always informative, hosts the fourth hour today. Oh, and Roger Stone's popping in at 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern. So in the middle of the third hour, that's coming up as well. All right. I want to go to these Obamacare clips right now. If you're a new viewer, you just tuned in, let's put back on screen the WikiLeaks from 2 weeks ago, I think it was like data dump 8 or 9 on Podesta's emails. Hillary wants Obamacare to fail. Don't worry, staff. Stop being freaked out by it. This is designed to wreck the economy. It's designed to create a train wreck, and then we'll take back over and come in with an even bigger screw job. So we'll put that back up on screen for TV viewers. But anybody can Google WikiLeaks. Hillary wanted Obamacare to fail. Okay? I'm going to scroll that up for everybody to see it. WikiLeaks, Hillary wants Obamacare to unravel. Leaked email suggests Clinton rooting for Affordable Care Act to collapse. Why? To get the full plan they always wanted. And we told everybody this day one. And since I talk about it, let's go ahead and play Ezekiel Emanuel if we can first. We got Charlie Rose a few weeks ago laughing at everybody with the lawyers and writers that helped, you know, write the different terms like if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and the price of a phone bill and all this other BS. And, of course, Obama originally came out and said he never said that 2 years later, but then we had the clips. That's how stupid they think you are, and they're hoping you're not going out and finding it. Well, what about when your premium goes way up and now you've got to buy it? Boy, only in America would insurance companies get a law written where you have to buy something from private groups and they can charge you whatever they want. You think they're going to get together and jack up your prices? Gee, no thinking now involved. You've seen them double, triple. This announcement of, oh, it's going to go up 25% this year, that's just some vague number. That's on the low end of your working class blue collar. It's going to go up 25%. If you're middle class or upper middle class, it's going to just continue until you stop putting up with it. Thomas Jefferson was asked, what's the level of tyranny that's possible? And he said, the level you will accept and put up with. And so people just keep wondering why it's getting so bad. Because we're a nation of sheep. A nation of soft, cowardly, feeble sports fans. Who know how to get upset if someone tells someone in the office their dress looks nice. We're a nation of basically three-year-olds now. And the state's our mommy. Except mommy basically breeds us like cattle, and we're what's for dinner. You know, in the New World Order, it isn't beef that's for dinner. It's dehumanization. So here is Ezekiel Emanuel. This is 3 years ago, laughing at everyone right after it got passed. Because they all had a celebration after it passed. They didn't want you to know till it passed that it was a global tax. Here it is.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market over time.
Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's not why the president said.
Let me finish.
This is just like self-driving cars. I'm not against self-driving cars. That's what you choose. Uber came out a year ago, which is also run by Rahm Emanuel's brother. You cannot make this stuff up. Talk about villains. And they said, by 2025, there will be no cars that are not autonomous, and we're going to have a global monopoly because we're going to work with the government to only let our company operate. That is our investment plan, and billions flows in. China says, you got a deal. You want a monopoly in China? Come on in. Oh, but it's okay because the Emanuels are liberals. This is a guy who famously, in the Clinton administration, whenever they were talking about Democrats that weren't doing what they were told, that would take a knife at the table and start stabbing it, breaking the table, breaking the knife, screaming, death, murder, and just start in front of everyone. And then when he was only on the sidelines during the Clinton administration, with Obama in the first administration is what I'm going to get to, he would then tell Obama to shut up in cabinet meetings, I'm in command. And Obama would do what he said. Let me tell you, the Emanuels are mafia. And, you know, I was thinking, they're always trying to claim that if I talk about world government and corruption, I'm anti-Semitic. There's mafias of all different stripes and groups, but since you want to talk about it, the Emanuels are Jewish mafia. So there you go. But, I mean, it's not that Jews are bad. It's just they are the head of the Jewish mafia in the United States. They run Uber. They run the health care. They're going to scam you. They're going to hurt you. And then they got weirdos that they're allied with, like George Soros, who's a literal Nazi collaborator. And then you got Madeleine Albright, who was a Nazi collaborator. Her dad was. Rounding up Jews, I mean, it's like, if being against Jews that are weirdo Nazi collaborators and gangsters makes me anti-Semitic, then fine. I'm not against Jews, but at a certain point when you people call you out, and I've been called out in hundreds of newspapers the last month as being anti-Semitic because I talk about a global corporate combine, well, why are you labeling the TPP Jewish? I mean, it's got Jews involved in it, just like it's got everybody else. It's communist Chinese, global government, Japan, I mean, all these groups. But again, I'm going to skip this break. It's injected into it that you must be anti-Semitic. So I was just sitting back. I go, well, let me then, I guess I better do some exposés on the Jewish mafia. And you know, a guy foaming at the mouth with knives at cabinet meetings, basically threatening the president. Totally crazed. Who's got his fingers in everything, screwing us over? I mean, how do you come up with this stuff? Where does this come from? Why? It's disgusting. So you just heard Ezekiel Emanuel saying, of course, the insurance companies know the way we're going. Just like they're announcing there won't be anybody driving cars anymore because the insurance companies, which are owned by the big banks, are going to raise your premium until you've got to go driverless, and then all the new cars coming out already have driverless car software in them, boys and girls. So you pay for the stuff you don't even want, and you pay for your own enslavement, and they're going to tax you by the mile, and it's all been announced. Everything I told you 20 years ago is now public. And they say, how did you know 20 years ago? because it was in the big tech publications. It was in the MIT Quarterly. It was in all the documents. And I have NSA whistleblower sources that I don't even need anymore. It's all passe. It's all out in the open. And we've got horrible communist Chinese government mafia with horrible Islamic mafia, with horrible German socialist mafia and horrible French mafia and the Islamic mafia and the Jewish mafia and just all these Russian mafias and Italian mafias and all this CIA WASP mafias. And it's just organized crime that doesn't want a free market. And they come in with this Obamacare and double and triple and screw people over and cut 35 million people to part-time and then sit there and say, shut up, you're anti-Semitic. We're going under a world government. We're going under a TPP. We're going under unelected systems. And no amount of BS changes that. No amount of BS changes the fact they're getting ready to steal the election for Hillary Clinton. You got Andrea Mitchell married to Alan Greenspan, who ran the country and who says the Federal Reserve is above the law and outside of government, but is a governmental institution, which it's not. With Hillary last week, with her chief of staff, with her press secretary handing her the phone, she nods and then reads the question about, oh, he's bullying women. I mean, it's so rigged. You got the Federal Reserve and the media and Hillary just all there like we're idiots right in front of us. And then they've got such a flaming hard-on to destroy America and destroy what's left of Christianity in the Renaissance that literally led the way in human liberty, that they branded the West as what's evil and the West is what's bad. And they're bringing in the most horrible, backwards, 80% men, military-age men, into the United States and Europe to do God knows what, all because it's incompatible and they want to just mutilate and trash everything. Let's go to the next one. Here's Obama promises lower health insurance premiums by $2,500. Dollars per year. Remember that? Well, now you're going to get 25% increases every year if you're lucky on the low end. So remember this. They hate the fact that we go back in the time machine. Here's Obama a few years ago.
Work with your employers to lower your premiums by up to $2,500 per family per year.
We will start by reducing premiums by as much as $2,500 per family.
Here's what changes saying to people who already have health insurance and the employers who are providing it will work to lower your premium.
Oh, that's enough.
Up to 25.
There's no need to have him say it 18 more times. Here's the headline. Obamacare premiums to go up by double digits in the lowest bracket. That's McClatchy, Associated Press. They'll just respond and say conspiracy theory. Okay. Let's go ahead and go. Because, you know, that's all you got to do to be intellectual is just say conspiracy theory. CBS anchors confused just a few years later about why Obamacare premiums are skyrocketing. Here it is.
Millions of Americans will face big price hikes and fewer choices when Obamacare open enrollment begins. The government says the cost of mid-level health plans next year will increase by an average of 25%. That will hit consumers in 39 states. Major carriers are dropping out in some markets. About one in five consumers will be able to choose from only one provider. Government numbers show about 2.5 million Americans not currently enrolled could be eligible for subsidies to offset cost increases.
Right, that's enough.
We need a.
That's their whitewash numbers. But, you know, since we mentioned Rose, I don't mean to throw you guys off. I got like five more clips. Can we go back to Rose 2 weeks ago with the White House writers on celebrating, laughing and giggling? I mean, it's not as powerful audio wise. It's more powerful if you're a TV viewer can actually see it. Infowars.com/show. But it is redonkulous. This is just like Gruber laughing and saying, thank God you're dumb and all the rest of it. Here is Charlie Rose.
The point is that you have equal impact on serious speeches because it's about style, use of language, etc.
The joke speech is the most fun part of this, but the things I'm the most proud of were the more serious speeches. I think healthcare, economic speeches, and I think...
Lovett wrote the line about if you like your insurance, you can keep it.
How dare you?
Huge impact. And you know what? It's still true.
And it's all these know-it-alls who've inherited the United States, who've taken over power, and then they just enjoy screwing everyone. And by the way, I didn't go far enough with Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel and his brother being basically Jewish mafia in my research for you. Rahm Emanuel's dad, and again, everybody knows I'm not an Israel basher. I'm just saying this guy's the worst of the worst. His dad led the Israeli force that would do false flags. This is in the Jerusalem Post. He led the group that basically founded Israel, but the way they did it was staging terror attacks to blame the Arabs, like bombing the King David Hotel and stuff like that. So I just thought I'd add that in there for you, just so you understand who Rahm Emanuel is. If I'm going to get accused of being anti-Semitic, I might as well just, you know, actually expose that I am anti-mafia. I don't like the Chinese mafia, the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Irish mafia. The mafia never flew too well down here in Texas because people wouldn't put up with it. And I guess I'm just a throwback here, but I'm not putting up with it. And it's disgusting to watch these different mafias all involved in a gang rape of this republic. Now, President Obama claims premium rates increases are not due to Obamacare. This is just a few days ago. It's not Obamacare. No, enough of you didn't get registered. You didn't do what you were supposed to. It's your fault. Don't worry. Hillary's coming in, though. You'll finally get the freebie with her. Here it is.
And then in some cases, insurers just set their prices too low at the outset because they didn't know what the insurance pool was going to look like. And then they started losing money. And so now they've decided to significantly increase premiums in some states. Now, it's these premium increases in some of the states in the marketplace that sometimes attracts negative headlines. Remember, these premium increases won't impact most of the people who are buying insurance through the marketplace because even when premiums go up, the tax credits go up to offset the increases. So people who qualify for tax credits, they may not even notice their premiums went up because...
Well, that's enough. You know, the numbers they just gave you on CBS News are the cooked ones. It's much worse than what they're saying. This is more bamboozling, more con games. In the first year of Obamacare, global insurance company profits went up over 40%, just on the U.S.'s back. And CPAs in the last decade, they passed laws that said they are held accountable if you get audited. So you go into CPAs, you say, I want all these deductions. They say, get another CPA. And you can't find CPAs that will give them to you. You've got to go to get a tax lawyer. So the average person doesn't even know how they're getting screwed over. They just know they're getting less money. Or they know that they were now forced to go get health care. So see, you know, there's the argument. Well, you can't have folks coming in and getting their health care for free. So we got to force everybody to buy it because we're going bankrupt. But then they bring in 30 million illegals and tell them everything's free to accelerate the bankruptcy and let folks come into the country with TB, tuberculosis, everything else you can imagine. Then we have ABC tells Obamacare users get ready for some sticker shock. Let's play that clip. ABC.
Well, get ready for some sticker shock if you're looking into the price of Obamacare plans. The average premiums are expected to rise by 25% next year. Many consumers will also be limited to choosing plans from just one provider.
All right. Now, the final clip I'll play when we come back is MSNBC. Democrats are going to have to answer for Obamacare rates. Now, why would MSNBC suddenly tell the truth? Because they said I was deeply racist and didn't want a black man to succeed. I mean, we've got that clip because I was against Obamacare. We're going to explain what they're really up to here. See, now they're getting ready to totally bankrupt it and bring in the new scam. So now they can tell you what a horrible deal it was.
CNY.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals?